You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, this is Tracy, your host today for Work at Home Moms Talk. This is a special podcast series interviewing real Canadian moms who figured out how to earn an income while staying at home. Each mom has their very own unique story to tell. Today, we're interviewing Jill Goodridge. Jill's from Toronto. She has two children, Will, age 4, and Rachel, age 2. Jill owns and operates Muffin Kids Incorporated, where she designs and manufactures a cool new product called the Muffin Mat. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Let's start at the beginning. What were you doing before kids? How did you end up becoming a work-at-home mom?
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, I started off, I went to Queen's University for a science degree, and then I did an MBA at McMaster.
Wow.
And my first job, I was a management consultant at IBM Global Services. And I did that for about 5 years consulting, and then I got pregnant with our first child, Will, and I had my year at home with Will, and it was during that year that I sort of got this idea that, oh my goodness, wouldn't it be great if I could be home and have a business and make some money, but still primarily be there for Will and other children, and that's sort of how this all got started. I had an idea for a product. I think like so many moms do, we're just, you know, we're at home and sort of the mother of invention is necessity. And I was always taking my yoga mat and folding it over and stacking blankets on top to give Will a nice soft spot to play.
Mm.
When he was a baby, my doctor kept telling about foreplay and tummy time and how important it was. So, and I loved interacting with him that way. I loved putting him on the floor and playing with him. And anyway, so I slept that contraption everywhere, and I thought there's got to be a nice, soft play mat for babies and something that wasn't too busy and that didn't have those activity arches that would get in the way of just him playing and me playing with him. And so that's where I got the idea for the muffin mat.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So did you take your next step when Will was within that first year of Will's life, or how did that...
Yeah, I spent about 6 months debating, should I do this? Could I do this? You know, what would it take? And after about 6 months of debating it in my head, whether I could take this risk and actually start my own business, I said, okay, I've either just got to do it or stop thinking about it. So just as my year maternity leave was up, I was already scheduled to go back to work. And I'd actually accepted a new job at Indigo Books at their head office.
Really?
And I just decided, okay, I'm going to do this. And I found a manufacturer's phone number, and I gave them a call, and they miraculously called me right back, and we set up an appointment. And I gave them my designs to make a prototype and a check, and we spent about the next year actually getting the prototype made and getting all the material sourced. It was so much more work and fun than I ever anticipated, but I did most of that while I was working at Indigo and also pregnant again with our second child, Rachel.
Oh, so you were set to launch the business when Rachel was... How old?
Yes. So it actually took me 2 full years to get the product designed.
Mm-hmm.
So the first year while I was at Indigo, I was sourcing fabrics, refining the design. And then the second year, I was testing it with my daughter, Rachel, and doing all the things like getting a logo designed, getting all my website designed and my processes for ordering and accepting invoices and all of my accounts receivable and all that stuff, getting that set up. So I actually launched the business, you know, 1 year ago, right about now, actually.
Very cool. Wow. So what does a typical day, work day, look like for you? Or maybe you could describe it more in the run of weekly. Like how many hours do you work and what's your setup for working?
Yeah, my setup has evolved over the, I guess, 3 years that I've been doing this. You know, in the first year, I was still working full time, so I worked, you know, every night. I'd come home and I would crawl into bed with my fabric samples and my drawings. And then, you know, when my daughter was a newborn, I would work during her nap breaks while my son was at nursery school. And for a while there, I had a babysitter 2 mornings a week. Now I'm on a whole new routine, and I think a lot of work from home mothers do this, but we sort of design our children's schedules to give us free time. So I put my son in afternoon kindergarten. So mm-hmm. while my daughter napped, I would have 2 hours every day to get my work done. Now, it never really seems like 2 hours because, I still have to get her down for a nap and clean up. And so I have that time set aside. Plus, I do have a babysitter that comes one day a week to give me some time so I can go out of the house and go visit customers, go see my manufacturer, do whatever it is I need to do that is away from the home. So right now it's about 10 to 15 hours, but if I've got a big show, for example, I went down to Las Vegas to the largest baby trade show in North America in September.
Really?
So I worked, you know, for the 4 weeks before that, I was, you know, beg, borrowing, and stealing any minutes I could get to get set up for that, and then I was gone for a full week. So it does vary depending on what's on the radar for my business.
Mm-hmm. How many different shows have you been to, or is that a big part of your job? Or?
Yes, yeah, doing, and it's, you know, I'm learning this as I go. I've been doing mostly local Toronto shows. There's a fabulous show in Toronto called the Children's Trunk Show, mm-hmm. which is actually, if it hadn't been for a show like that, I probably never would have gotten started. It invites all moms who have started their own business to showcase their products, and a lot of the products are geared towards babies, toddlers, and young children. And so I do that show. I've done that show 4 times now. I do some other shows around the city, and then this large trade show to focus on retailers.
That's exciting. That's really, really good. Do you find you have any problem staying motivated? Do you ever feel like giving up?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I should correct that. I think I had such a burning passion for the product and getting the product out there mm-hmm. that once I actually got it out there and got my first 7 or 8 stores, I definitely took a bit of a sigh and a breath and sort of took some time to regroup. And again, after that huge trade show, I took a bit of a break because you do, when you really do push hard at your business, you do see that it does take a bit of a toll on your family and on yourself because you're doing 2 jobs. You're looking after your family and you're working, you know, pretty long hours on your business. There's definite ebb and flow, and I'm looking forward to the new year to because I do feel refreshed again and ready to put in a new effort and a new push to get the product out there.
What about your family, your significant other? Is he supportive of your business?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things for any moms that are thinking about starting their own business is having a supportive husband. And, you know, I've gotten to know a lot of moms that are doing things like this, and you know, it's great if your husband is entrepreneurial himself because he sort of gets the idea of investing money and time in the beginning without necessarily getting a payback right away and that mm-hmm. it takes time. Mm-hmm. But my husband has been fantastic. He's a lawyer, so of course I've leaned on his skill set for getting things like trademarks and patents and mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And but he, you know, he definitely helps me carry big boxes to FedEx to be shipped, and has helped out a lot with the kids while I've been away at trade shows and, you know, meeting with my manufacturers and whatnot.
That's great. Do you find that because you work at home, you're ever not really taken seriously by your peers? Or how do other people perceive you? And the fact that you don't have, you know, a big job, and you're well educated and you're doing this yourself, do you find that some people don't take you seriously, or do you find just the opposite?
I definitely have found that would be true, that people don't take it seriously that you're, when you start your own business, if you're home with your children, you know, or definitely as seriously I would be taking it if I were working full time. But, you know, I think on the other hand, people really admire what I've done and that I, you know, that I had an idea and that I followed through on it and mm-hmm. that I am trying to be there for my children and to continue to earn money and build my own skill set. So there is a bit of both, and it depends on the person as well.
Another question. Are you happy as a work-at-home mom? Are you more happy than you were when you worked away from home?
Oh, absolutely. I found when I was working and I had my son who was one at the time, that our lives were just chaos. You know, just that rushing home from work. I had to leave work at 4:45, which I felt awful about. And, you know, rushing home, and I wouldn't get him until about 5:30, 5:45, 6:00. Mm-hmm. And then rushing into a dark house to get dinner and to spend some quality time with him before he goes to bed at 7:30. It just felt like a lot, and it felt a little bit like I just thought, is this really necessary? Mm-hmm. Does it have to be this way? Could there be another way? Plus, part of my motivation to start my own business was I'd never really felt that I had landed on my dream job or my, you know, the right fit for me in the workplace. So I wanted to try something on my own as well. So, yeah, I totally feel happy. I love being with the kids. I feel like the time that I'm investing with them is really worthwhile. And I love what I've been learning starting my own business. I love the people that I've been interacting with, the other entrepreneurs and retailers and manufacturers and a whole other world that I never really knew of as a consultant in a large company and as a project manager.
Do you have any tips for other work-at-home moms who may need a boost?
So would you mean a work-at-home mom that's in the middle of her business and that needs some advice to keep going?
Yeah.
Well, I probably could use that same advice. There is one thing that I keep telling myself, you know, and I hope this doesn't sound too corny, but, you know, give of your heart and let go of the results. So, put your heart into your family, put your heart into your business, and, you know, come what may, how could you have any regrets if you do that? And, you know, sometimes it is discouraging starting a business, and there's lots of ups and downs in starting a business, but I think if you can just keep putting one foot in front of the other and hold true to your vision, then you're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Jill, that kind of reminds me. I used to, in the early days, my entrepreneur experience, I had a quote in my email signature, and it was, do what you love, the rest will come.
Yeah, very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very similar, and I believe in that.
Another piece of advice that someone has given me recently, you know, when things weren't going as quickly or as well as maybe I'd hoped at one point, she said to me, she said, you know, you've put a lot into this. Just let it come back to you. Like, you know, step away from it for a second and let it come back to you. And I actually found that as soon as I did that, you know, the phone was ringing and orders were coming in. And so sometimes we do need to remember that.
Yeah, step back and examine all our successes, because when you're mired in the middle of it, it's hard to kind of look at where you are and how far you've made it.
Yes, exactly.
Now, just sort of zeroing in on you a bit, are you taking care of yourself? Do you get enough sleep? Do you get to go to the gym, have a social life? How are you balancing that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I've made personal sacrifices to do what I'm doing, and a lot of it is financial, you know, versus while some other person may be, you know, buying new boots or getting a massage or getting manicures, that money that I might have spent on that, I definitely funnel into my business, and I've made that sacrifice. But fitness is something I have not sacrificed. I work out regularly, and I'm fortunate enough to belong to a gym that has a childcare there. So I do make that happen. And I, you know, my social network, my close friends, they're the ones that keep me going. So I do make an effort to keep up with my close friends, although, you know, there's definite sacrifices that I've made on that front as well, and things that I, you know, events I couldn't attend because I was doing something with my business or that it just financially didn't seem like the right choice to allocate money towards when I needed a new website or I needed, you know, new packaging or something like that.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you really have your priorities straight and, you know, you're willing to give up, and that's really good. So my last and final question, I already know the answer, but just let me ask you, do you ever regret your work-at-home decision?
Oh, absolutely not. No, not at all. I love the decision that I made to be, you know, primarily home with my kids, and I can't imagine that I would ever regret that in the future. And I love that I have my own business, that I created something, I started something, I put something out there, that I did, I think, a really good job at creating the Muffin Mat and getting it out there. And it's something that I'll be proud of for the rest of my life. And who knows where it's going to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just so everybody knows, Jill's website is muffinmat.com. And this is a really, really cool product. So make sure you check it out. The link will be available at CanadianParents.com. You can also check out our Work From Home message board and other podcasts coming up soon. Thank you very much for joining us today, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.